So this is what's known as the Leviathan from Burr, which is a 6-foot telescope. As you can see, it's quite a monster, the size of most people's houses plus. What you see is a very large tube, and the tube is pointed at the sky, and it's on the north-south meridian.
The reflecting telescope at Burr Castle remains one of the world's largest historic scientific instruments still working today. When it was built by the 3rd Earl of Ross, William Parsons, the estate became a global hub of discovery and science. Lady Alicia Clemens, formerly Parsons, is a direct descendant.
The Parsonses came here in 1620. We originally came to Yule as pirates and eventually made our way up the Shannon to the Midlands. We've been here for 14 generations. Well, in the 1850s, you had a wonderful group of people that came together. You had the 3rd Earl of Ross and his wife, Mary Field, and her cousin, Mary Ward, and their children, who were all educated at home. As astronomers, they had to be engineers, because you didn't go online and just order the best telescope at the time. You had to build it from scratch, and there were all sorts of inventions, such as how do you make a 3-ton metal mirror? How do you cool it? How do you polish it? How do you get the right curvature? All of these things had never been done on that scale before, so numerous inventions had to be overcome, invented.
The generation of Parsons that followed was just as creative. Charles Parsons is best known for inventing the steam turbine.
As a child, he had numerous other discoveries and inventions. He invented a steam-propelled car well before anybody else had done such things. Sadly, their cousin Mary Ward fell off the front of the car and died, and therefore, out of a fit of complete sadness, he went and took a sledgehammer to his steam-propelled vehicle. If not for that, we might have had Parsons Motors in Burr, but there we go. We realise we have a beautiful garden and a lot of history, but we also realise, me as a mother of young twins, that you need something for the children. And so we built this last year, this treehouse play area. Yes, it's definitely Ireland's largest treehouse.
These days, Burr Castle is best known for its gardens, with botany having become the science of choice over the last century. Astronomy takes centre stage once again, though, in a new gallery officially opening at the castle today.
Burr now has a radio telescope, which no one really knows about. That radio telescope is looking out into the space and recording all sorts of data, which is going straight to the Irish universities. And here behind you, we will have a live link of it and solar flares and what it's seeing. This is, to me, the most moving of all of it. This is about Mary Ross, who was an heiress, a wife, a mother, an inventor, everything.
The new gallery doesn't just remember the achievements of the male heirs. In the earliest days of photographic development, Mary Parsons, wife of the 3rd Earl of Ross, was at the very forefront.
This is the oldest surviving darkroom in the world. This is Mary Ross's darkroom. So in the 1980s, we discovered it in a tower, and it had all the original chemicals, all the original cameras, a lot of the plates, everything as was, that you would need for an 1850s to 1880s darkroom. So many discoveries were made here for such a long period of time. We've got all three of my generation living and sharing the estate here. And what we all long to do is kind of share it with everybody else. We're very proud of what the family have achieved, and would love everyone to kind of go, yes, this was an Irish achievement. We're proud of it too.